Hi, God bless you, and thank you very, very much for tuning in, dear. I am Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, and I'm going to talk to you today on chapter number 3 called as Marketing Environment, which is the third chapter in your book of Marketing Principles. Dear friends, you have already done the chapter number 1 and chapter number 2, and you have learned the basics of marketing, a few basics of marketing. We are going ahead with a few more basic concepts, so that once these are clear to you, it is going to be very, very easy for you to actually go through this entire subject as a whole. So what are we going to do in this chapter? Very simple. The learning objectives that we are going to have in this chapter is we will understand the meaning of marketing environment. What is marketing environment? What is the importance of environmental analysis? Why is it that businesses need to basically analyze the environment? What is the purpose of it? We will understand that. What is the effect of marketing management and the environment that we will analyze? So we'll understand that, and we'll look at macro and micro environment. And very importantly, it's a very important and exciting part in this chapter, ladies and gentlemen. What we are going to do is we are going to see a few case studies, very short caselet. I would use the word caselet on two or three different companies. And what do you do? So we'll be talking about the corporate strategies which these corporates use once they looked at the environment. So with that, dear, let's move ahead. I'm sure this is going to be very exciting. God bless you. Let's move ahead, dear. So let's look at what is marketing environment. I'm sure many of you know that in India, we were going through a phase which was, you know, little less of economic liberalization. I remember during the year 1991, when Dr. Manmohan Singh became the finance minister of our country, he actually opened up the economy. And with that, there was a huge change in economic situations in our country. There were sea changes happening in the marketing environment through this liberalization process that we went through. Very exciting, very dynamic, very productive, very futuristic. And therefore, with that, what happened? Cellular services came into play. IT, oh my God, you see, we had BPOs, KPOs coming in, and there was a huge change in the entire environment. By this time, I'm sure you are understanding a little on what am I talking when I use the word environment. Dear friends, let us understand that every organization, every business enterprise, when they want to get into business in any country, what they need to do is they need to understand the environment in that country. Now we call that as scanning the marketing environment. What do we call that? Scanning the marketing environment. Now, when we talk about scanning the marketing environment, why do you talk about it? Because, dear, once we understand what are the different environmental factors which I'm going to talk about, is prevalent in that particular location, region, country, or geographical area as such, then we know how do we ascertain, how do we actually map our strategies, our marketing strategies in that environment with the basic purpose of increasing sales for the organization. And obviously, if sales goes up, hopefully most of the time the profit of the company also goes up. So once we look at this environment, once we understand this environment as marketing people in the organization, it will help us shape the marketing strategy of our organization. And what we need to do therefore is, once we know that, we will design these marketing strategies based on the marketing environment that is there. With that comes to the question, or we come to the question of, what is a marketing environment? I mean, what is the marketing environment there for? Let's look at it in this way, that marketing environment is basically could be a situation, could be an atmosphere, could be any kind of situation at that point in time in which the business enterprise is operating or wants to operate or is thinking that future may we will operate. So Philip Kotler, the guru of marketing, defined this marketing environment as, he said, the company's marketing environment is made up of sectors and forces outside the firm marketing functions, which infringe upon the ability of marketing management, that is the marketing in the organization, marketing management to develop and to maintain a successful relationship with the firm's target audience. In previous chapter, I spoke about customer relationship management, and I spoke about that most of the good organizations are looking at and keeping customer first place. Why? And we spoke about relationship. So all those people who have not seen that chapter, I would request you to go back to that chapter and see. You will be able to connect to what I am saying here. So therefore, friends, as an organization, as a marketing guy in an organization, I need to understand the environment so that I will be able to know what do I need to do to sell in that environment and get profits from that environment. Now, when we therefore talk about environment a little further, we basically understand what kind of environment are we talking about. Now, two kinds of environment. One, the internal environment. Two, the external environment. Now, what is the internal environment? As the word suggests, internal. As an organization, when I am working or wanting to work in a particular situation, environment, atmosphere, and I'm scanning the environment, I need to first look at internally of the organization, ki dear, what are the resources that I have as a company? What are my resources when it comes to my production ability? What are the resources when it comes to my finances? Do I have the requisite finances in place? People, very important part. HR, very important part. Research and development, very, very important part. Where am I located? My plant, my office, where am I located? And what is the image of my company, my product, my brand in the customer's eyes in case they are already operating? Which means, dear, internal environment is internally as an organization what I have or what I need to have. I will talk to you one by one a little later. The second kind of environment is external environment. What is external environment? Outside. Outside you. External environment are many times or most of the time uncontrollable, because it's outside you. For an example, I am doing this video here. Okay, you are an external environment, let's assume for a moment, and I am an internal environment. It's easy to control myself. I can control my modulation. You see, my voice is a little bad today, so I'm talking in a low pitch. I can control the way I'm speaking, standing, moving, and the way I'm talking. Easier for me because it's internal. But if I want to control you sitting and looking at that video, it's probably uncontrollable. You're uncontrollable. You don't like something, you may just off the video and go home, or you are already in home, you just off the video, you know. Why? Because your external environment. Similarly, when a business operates in any kind of environment, there is an internal environment, controllable. I can control my production. I can increase my R&D effort. I can get good people. I can increase and get my finances from outside. So I can control that. But external environment are uncontrollable. Two factors which we look at. One is called as macro environmental factor, and another is called as micro environmental factors. Very simple. What is a micro environmental factor? Micro environment or micro environmental factors, as we will see as we move ahead, are factors which affects a particular firm. It affects only me. It will not affect other firm. Like what? Like consumers, customers. For an example, I am making soap and you are also making soap and we are selling to a customer. Okay, the customer can decide, he was buying my soap, let's say, my brand of soap, can decide, no, I am not interested now to buy from Dr. Deepak and I would probably buy from XYZ. So the customer switches. I can't control him. I can try, but I can't control him. It's his wish. So therefore, in a macro environmental factor, in a micro environmental factor, it affects the particular firm. These consist of your customers. This consists of the marketing intermediaries. Who are the intermediaries? All those people who are there in the channel to see that goods reaches from the producer to the consumer. These are called as marketing intermediaries, the dealers, the wholesalers, the distributors, the retailers, the agents. These are all marketing intermediaries. We will have one chapter on place and I'm going to talk to you there on this particular aspect. Therefore, the suppliers, who are the supplier? People who are supplying to your company, the raw material supplier, the vendors. One vendor is supplying to me, I also manufacture toothpaste, raw material one vendor is supplying to me, you are also manufacturing toothpaste. That same vendor is also supplying a particular raw material to you. Now that vendor may decide that I would like to increase my price. I may not be a very big purchaser from that vendor, so I probably could not negotiate and he gives me a price rise of maybe 5-7%. But you negotiate hard and you are not even, you don't allow that price rise. So I get affected. Internally, I get affected. Micro environmental factor. A particular firm gets affected. You don't get affected. I got affected because the supplier increased my rate. The competitors, yeah, we have competitors outside in the market. These are important factors when we talk about micro environmental factors. I will be talking to you a little more on one by one all of these in the future slide. Second, macro environmental factor. A macro environmental factor affects all the companies, all the organization in that particular area, like a demographic factors, like economic factors, like social and cultural factors, like legal factors, like political factors, like technological factors, like natural environment or ecological factor. Another way we call it, in a very simple way, we use this word called as pest factor or pest L-E. P-E-S-T-L-E. P for political factor, E for economical factor, S for social and cultural factor, T for technological factor, L for legal factor, and E for natural environment, you know. Pest L-E. P-E-S-T-L-E. A short form of just remembering that. Now, any change in any of these factors will affect all the organizations in that sphere. For an example, Tomorrow, if our government decides that we are not going to allow selling of liquor, alcohol in this country, suppose the government decides, it's a political factor, because the government decides, it's also a social cultural factor, right? Which means what? Let's say they decide, which means all the company which manufactures or markets and do both the things will get affected, because the government decided nahi chalega. So macro environmental factors are factors which affects all the organization in that sphere, whereas micro environmental factors affect only that firm. So remember this, these are external factors. We'll talk about this. Very, very simple. I made it very clear to you. Look at this slide. This is the entire chapter. The slide therefore says, if you look at a company organization, you look at that small circle, internal environment. Mere company mein kya hai? Meri company ke products kya hai? Meri company ki services kya hai? My company's resources by way of people, by way of production, plant, machinery, infrastructure, by way of finance, how much money do I have, or do I have to get this money from outside, or whatever, you know. So finance, what is my strength or areas of improvement is there. So these are internal factors. Your research and development, internal factor. You are there located in a very great location, locational factor. Your brand image is a wow. Must company, must product, very good, you know. So it's a wow. So what, these are your internal, you know. So I talked about internal environment, then I spoke to you about external environment, and I say two kinds, macro and micro. Now you see the next bigger circle, the micro environmental factors, you know, probably talks about different kinds of things, you know, maybe consumers, competition, marketing intermediaries, etc. And the macro environmental factor will talk about pestle E, political, economical, social, cultural, technological, legal, natural environment or ecology. So this particular, you just remember, boss, in your mind that this is why it's important. Now I am taking a pause, going back and explaining you what is this. Very simple. If a company wants to enter a business and enter with a business in a particular geographical area, let's say India as a country, that company needs to scan the environment. That is it suitable for them to enter? So they need to understand internal environment, they need to understand external environment. When they are understanding external environment, they need to understand macro environment, they need to understand micro environment. Now why, what is the importance of environmental analysis? Because once the company understands all this, it creates an increased awareness of the environmental changes if it happens any on the part of the management. For an example, like I said, macro environmental factors, uncontrollable. Tomorrow government changes, they bring in something new, gone. Demonetization we had very recently, you know. Very recently on November 8th, our beloved Prime Minister of G announced demonetization. Now that was a decision. Uncontrollable factors for industry. Many small businesses would be affected temporarily. I'm not getting into the decision, but I'm talking about the impact. Okay. Now that was a external factor, a macro environmental factor. Is it not? Outside, uncontrollable, nobody knew it. It happened, right? Management, company management needs to understand. It therefore guides us with greater effectiveness in matters relating to the government. Will there, GST is going to come. We said, and you know, April, now I'm hearing June, I don't know. I read in the papers. So what are the changes that's going to happen? So as an organization, I need to understand what are those changes and what's going to be the impact of those changes. So I need to understand that. And therefore, once I analyze this, it helps me in the marketing analysis. It helps me, therefore, to improve my products. It helps me, therefore, to improve my services. It helps me as an organization to decide that do I need to get into new businesses, which means do I diversify, get into newer businesses, newer products, newer areas. It helps me also to allocate the resources that I have in the right proportion, at the right time, at the right place. It's going to help me, is it not? These are the advantages when we do this environmental analysis, and therefore environmental analysis, scanning of the environment and analyzing that environment is one of the very, very important aspects, ladies and gentlemen. The next thing, it will help the firm to identify and capitalize on various opportunities that may come up in the market. Now, you may say, wow, with this in view, there may be a lot of foreign investments coming in. So, what is the kind? New jobs may be there, new skill orientation may be there, new technology coming in. You see, there could be great amount of jobs and lot of, so you know, you probably will be able to understand the opportunities that you are going to get. And this is very exciting, you know. You will then gear up. You will good gear up to look at and combat those opportunities or threats in case it comes. So you probably are able to do an objective qualitative information about what is the business environment that you're going to operate. And this probably is going to be very, very important to design your marketing strategies and to how and what and when and where and why you're going to sell this product or services in this location. And is this a one-time activity? The answer is no, because it's a dynamic process. It continuously goes on changing. You know, there is only one constant in life, like they say, and that's change, is it not? That's the only constant in life, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, we need to understand that ye one time aspect nahi hai. One time you do an analysis, you say, okay, now dear, you have to continuously do the analysis because all of this goes on changing. These are not dynamic. They will go on changing. So we have to understand that it will provide a continuous broad-based education for the marketing executives of the organization. And therefore, they should be dynamic enough with their strategies so that in case there's a change in the environment, they have to adapt their strategy quickly, right, to really get to and align their strategies with that environment at that particular time so that they are able to increase their sales and their profits. Very, very important. You should not move ahead without scanning the environment before you get into business. You just cannot, you know. Very important. So marketing environment and marketing management, therefore, it's very important. You know, William J. Stanton had said that successful marketing depends largely, therefore, on the organization's ability to manage its marketing program within the environmental framework. And I'm sure you're very clear on this particular statement. I have no iota of doubt that you're not clear. Am I right? Yeah, you say raise your hand. Yeah, I'm right, dear. Let's understand, therefore, dear, that this is very important. Once you understand the environment, you need to be dynamic. That's what I just said. You can look at your marketing program. And this is a very, very crucial and important point that we need to continuously constantly, dynamically monitor the entire environment, internal, external, macro, micro. Continuously we need to do this thing. And once we are doing that, then we can plan our marketing mix. What is marketing mix? I'm going to talk about. In product, we say 4 P's of marketing: product, price, place, and promotion. Which means, once we know the environment, now we know that this kind of a product or service is what my customer would like to buy. So you make a product accordingly. This is the type of price at which he will be, well, ready to buy. Right price. So you will have a right price. How will you promote the product to the these people? Wow, you know, you'll be able to know that, promote the product to these people, so you'll be able to do that. How will we distribute the product so that it reaches from the manufacturer to the consumer? That's you. So how would you do that? So that is what also you're going to do. And therefore, this marketing mix is what they will decide, which will be in line with the environmental framework operating in the area in which the organization needs to operate. This is another slide which you will see very crisp. Look at it again. In the center place, you have internal, you manage your own self, organization, the company's own marketing system, the company's own product, price, place, promotion. That's the middle square. Now, if you look at the middle square, on one hand side, you have the market. And your product or services reaches from the marketing middleman, which are these marketing intermediaries to the market, which is a consumer. On the other hand, if you look at, you know, on the left hand, you know, my left hand side, if you look at, you have suppliers. Okay, you have suppliers, and these suppliers, you see, onto my right hand side, if you look at, they have the supplier. Now these suppliers send the raw material, again probably through intermediaries, to the organization, and this organization therefore make product, price, place, promotion, use middlemen, and go on to the market. That is the end consumer, you know. So on one side, which is towards my right hand side, extreme right, you look at, it's a supply chain, it comes to you. And the another side is a demand, you know, where they're demanding, the consumer is demanding, is a demand. And you have, if you want to give this particular good way, is a center when you want to do good, what you need to do is, you need to understand that, do you have the resources to do that? And what are those resources? I spoke about internal environment, very simple chapter, sir. Internal environment, what are your human resources? Aap mein kitna dam hai? It's a finance, you have the money, do you have good technology, machine, are you in place, plant, machinery, people, R&D, finance, you see, all of them, you see, these are internal controllable variable, because these are internal variable, these are controllable. So because these are internal variables, these are controllable, and this particularly help to make your great marketing system, so that you get products from there, you supply it here. And on the other hand, here if you look at external factors uncontrollable, outside the environment, you know, your business enterprises, pestily factor, political environment, social environment, legal environment, cultural environment, technological environment, natural environment. So if you look at this slide, so easy, am I right? So easy. This entire chapter, again, companies need to scan the environment, internal factors, external factor, company in between, organization in between, internal factors, controllable, external factors, uncontrollable, supply side, suppliers send the material through middlemen, supply side of the exchange, make it here, product, good price, good promotion, make it here, moves ahead, marketing men, intermediaries, get it to the target audience, demand side. Such simple, you know, So simple. If you have understood this, your chapter is over. Absolutely easy, right? So what we look at it, let's now little quickly look at what are the macro environmental factors. The first one probably is demography. We look at economic environment, social cultural environment, political legal environment, technological environment, and ecological nature. I've already told you, pestle E factor, remember this, you know.